Following the story of whether or not Chippenham will be getting a skate park. The Chippenham Borough Land Charity and Wiltshire Council have committed the money to build one, if you didn't know. But the next stage is securing planning approval for the Westmead site. The Town Council has spoken to people living in the town to get their views, and towards the end of the week, the plans will go to the Wiltshire Council Planning Committee. You know how these things work. Well, I've been finding out more from Phil Tansey, who's the Chief Executive, and Don Still, who's a trustee at the Borough Land Charity. And it was Don that explained that it's been going on for quite some time now.
Yes, it has. Unfortunately, for at least 10 years when the Monkton Park proposal didn't happen. And since then, we've had some disappointed youngsters around here looking at all the other towns in the local area getting the benefits of skate parks without being able to join in. And I think the final nail in the coffin was young guy, James Threfel, who got the MBE in the honours list, who spoke on Points West to say, well, everywhere else is getting it, but there are some towns, notably, without a skate park. And that struck home.
Yeah, maybe pointing the finger at Chippenham. Why the... Well, what kind of attitude would you call it in the past, Phil? Is it a dinosaur attitude? Are there too many people not wanting to relate to youngsters, or what?
It's a real difficult one to answer, that one, Ben, because, you know, like Don was alluding to, 10 years ago, there was going to be a skate park down there, and for reasons I won't go into now, that didn't come about, and then the Monkton Park, and then that didn't come about. People tend not to like skate parks, but what you've got to remember is we're building a huge indoor climbing centre and a skate park on the back of it. So, you know, it's only part of what we're doing. But people don't tend to like skate parks because I think a lot of people just don't think that the youth are there to cause trouble. And I think it's the other way around. You give them something to do and, they will self-monitor and look after the facilities that you provide them.
Now, Don, the plans then discussed at the Chippenham Council meeting last week. What was the reaction? What was the mood?
I think there were two camps, really. People representing the 80-plus people who've commented favourably, you know, that's the organisations, the parents and individuals who really want this to happen at last, and the individuals who believe they're going to be directly affected, i.e. the residents who live a couple of hundred yards away. There was concern on a number of issues, and we've been looking at those quite carefully and really believe that most of those have been addressed in the hugely detailed documentation that we've had to do as part of the proposal.
Yeah, Phil, expand on that. I mean, is there anything that can't be ameliorated to please everybody? Do you think there will be a chasm that can't be negotiated or not?
We've looked at all the things that usually come out of skate parks, noise. We've had a professional noise survey done, and the background noise from the road is very high. But we've taken that into consideration, which is why we've put it on the back of a huge building. So, you know, it's blocking the building. The skate park is actually going to be fenced, and it's going to be managed and maintained by the company that's going to run the climbing centre. So it will be shut at night. So there's the hours. We can negotiate the hours of when the skate park is open, perhaps daylight hours for argument's sake, something like that. But there will be CCTV cameras there as well. So the guys that are running the climbing centre, it's in their best interests to make sure there's no antisocial behaviour down there, and there won't be.
What about the lay of the land there? You know, for people who don't know where in Chippenham we're talking about, were all the concerns about maybe it being prone to flooding, has that been passed over?
More than prone to flooding, it does flood. You've got to remember, we own this land, and we live in the town. So we know that every 3 years or so, that area floods to a depth of probably 6 inches or a foot. Well, we know that. But these are not houses we're building here. This is a commercial property, and the design of this takes it into account. Effectively, the climbing centre is built to withstand flooding. The skate park, well, it's concrete. It drains from flooding, and obviously you're not going to use it when it's underwater. And the other buildings themselves are all effectively raised on stilts. It's going to add to the cost of it, but it's a fundamental part of the design that this is going to withstand the inevitable flooding that's going to take place. So flooding is really a bit of a non-issue. And the other design is that whatever is built on the ground here is going to be offset by additional sort of holes in the ground elsewhere to make sure that the floodwater doesn't rise beyond what it would do normally.
Phil Tansey, Chief Executive, and Don Steele, a trustee of the Borough Land Charity, with their thoughts on that. The plans towards the end of the week will go to the Wiltshire Council Planning Committee to see if Chippenham is going to get its skate park.
Last time on Clueless.